The Torah begins Parashat Zayis HaBracha with the words Zayis HaBracha Asheberech Moshe Ish HaLakim. And Chazal and the Medrash teach us Kushuroitza Ish, Kushuroitza HaLakim. Moshe Rabbeinu had this dual personality, Roitza Ish, Roitza HaLakim. And the Marshag in his Sefer Zahav Shavo explains that Moshe Rabbeinu, we find, lived a life like everyone else. He ate and he drank and he slept. He was very much a human being. And all the activities, the mitzvahs that we human beings are obligated to do were certainly performed by Moshe Rabbeinu as well. But on the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu was the person who was in Shemayim, on top of Har Sinai, Abayim Yoyim v'Abayim Laila, for 40 days and 40 nights. And as the Pasuk says, Lachem Layochol Amayim Layshasa, he didn't eat and he didn't drink. Moshe Rabbeinu incorporated in himself both attributes, the attribute of a Malach and the attribute of a human being. And perhaps the Marshag is saying that that's a goal that we should all try to achieve. We should all try to have in us the Ish, that we are human beings living in the world of Gashmias, but we should also connecting to Elokim and try to have in us both those qualities as much as possible. And actually, I saw the Sefer Birchas Yitzchak says that if we look at the experience of Klal Yisrael, that's very much the experience of Klal Yisrael, that they have this duality. He explains that the Maral and others speak about what is the difference between Malachim and human beings. And they quote the Gemara Masechet Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin that says, "B'shor Shekdimi Yisrael Nasa V'Nishma," when Klal Yisrael said Nasa and then Nishma, "Yotza Baskal V'Omra," a Baskal emanated and said, "Mi Gila Rozel L'Banai," who revealed the secret to my children, "Loshen Shemalachi Asharis Mishtam Shemboi." This is the words of the Malachi Asharis. And the Maral explains, the difference between a Malach and a human being is when a Malach is given a job, when the Malach is given a shlichus from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when the Malach was given a role to play by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he has no choice. That was why Malachim are created. Malachim are created to fulfill the wish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Malachim, there is no nishma by Malachim. There is no listen, decide if you're going to do it, how you're going to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a job and they're obligated to fulfill it. Human beings are very, very different. A person has choice, has free choice. A person has the ability to make decisions. But he says, very interesting, he says, the Pasuk says in our parsha, a very famous Pasuk, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, merosh kehilas Yaakov. He says, Torah tziva means that we're obligated to fulfill the Torah. When it comes to Klal Yisrael as a nation, as a people, it isn't optional if we will not fulfill what it says in the Torah. When we speak about Klal Yisrael as a group, we're obligated to do and fulfill what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do in the Torah. However, he says, what every individual has his own obligation, and every individual can make his own choice. In other words, he's saying that every member of Klal Yisrael has two parts, has two roles that he plays. One role he plays is a member of Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael as a nation is obligated to fulfill the Torah, no questions asked. And then there are individuals. And with that, he explains, the Gemara says, in more than one place, Gemara Masechet Kedushin Daf Lamed Tes, Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Al Malacha. One doesn't receive reward in this world for doing mitzvahs. And the question is, how and why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us reward fulfilling the mitzvahs? There's a din in the Torah We're obligated to, we have an employee to pay him properly in a timely fashion. So why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu exempt from that obligation? So he explains that Klal Yisrael as a nation are like Malachim. Malachim don't get schar for what they do. And so too we as a nation don't deserve schar. And that's what the Gemara means when it says schar mitzvah ha'almeleka. But certainly every individual does have choice. And therefore if he chooses to do what he's supposed to do and fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem, for that he's going to get schar. And he uses that to answer a famous question of Tosfos. Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos Daf Pei Tes says the Gemara, the pasuk says V'yisyatzu v'tachtas ahar melamed shekofa HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleim ha'kegigas. The pasuk comes to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ready to turn over the mountain and says im atam mekamim satayra, if you're prepared to accept the Torah mut of great v'mlav sham teik v'raschem. So Tosfos asks, we know Klal Yisrael were prepared to accept the Torah. They said Nasa v'nishma. Why do they need now to be threatened to force to accept the Torah? So he explains that the answer to Tosfos' question is, yes, Klal Yisrael as a group, Klal Yisrael as a nation accepted the Torah, and there was no reason now to compel them to receive the Torah. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant to do at that time was that each individual should accept the Torah. For that, they had to have a separate kaf aleim hakegigas. And he says that we look at the psukim, both in Parshas Yisroi and in Parshas Mishpatim, we'll see that this concept is very much proven in the Torah. The pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chav Dalid, Pasuk Gimel, V'yan kol am kolachav yomer kol asher kol advar mashadiba Hashem nasa. They all said nasa. We will do whatever Hashem told us to do. But then, just a few psukim later, Pasuk Zayin, it says, V'yomer kol asher diba Hashem, nasa v'nishma. So what is it? Is it nasa or is it nasa v'nishma? And the answer is, it depends. When we're speaking to Klal Yisrael as a group, as a unit, as a nation, all it is nasa. We are malachim. When we speak to each individual, it's nasa v'nishma. And the same in Parashas Yisroi. In Perek Yotes, Pasuk Ches, the Pasuk says, Kol adi ashadiba Hashem nasa. The Pasuk says nasa. Whereas in Perek Chof, Pasuk Tazayin, the Pasuk says, V'yomru amoshe dabi itonu v'nishmo. They speak about nishma, not nasa. And again, with the dichotomy that we are making, it's very well understood. There's a difference between Klal Yisrael as a group and Klal Yisrael as individuals. And he uses this concept in a number of other ways of explaining very famous issues in the Torah. We know Yaakov and Esav made a deal. Yaakov will have Olam Haba, Esa will have Olam Hazeh. Yet we know that we, Klal Yisrael, have Olam Hazeh, are interested in Olam Hazeh, we need Olam Hazeh, but what about the deal? The answer is, Yaakov and Esa have made an arrangement about the nation of Yaakov, about Klal Yisrael. The nation of Klal Yisrael is connected to Olam Haba. The nation of Klal Yisrael is connected to Ruchnius. When we receive Gashmius, it's to the individuals. It's not to the entire nation. The Pasuk says, Yoim Hashishi, and Parshas Bereishis. And the Gemara Masechta Shabbos teaches us, Tanai Hisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Masa Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a stipulation at the creation of the world. Im Yisrael Mekamim Satayra, if Klal Yisrael accept the Torah Mutav, V'mlav Achser Eschem L'Loyu V'Voyu, the world will be turned over back to nothing. So here it seems that we're compelled, we're mandated to keep the Torah. Yet we know one of the fundamentals of Klal Yisrael, of our religion, is uvocharta b'chayim, that we have the opportunity to choose. So how do we reconcile this? The answer is, as a nation, we are obligated to keep the Torah. It's not negotiable. Every individual himself has the obligation of a charta b'chayim. And finally, we know that Rashi at the beginning of Parashas Bereishis speaks about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the beginning, originally, wanted to create the world with Midas Hadin. But then he saw that that's not the way that the world will be able to survive. V'shitifimoy, he accompanied the Midas Hadin with the Midas HaRachmim. Explains the Birchus Yitzchak. How are we to understand that Rashi? He explains, originally when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created the world that we people are like Malachim, and that we're obligated to fulfill all the mitzvahs. And since we're obligated to fulfill all the mitzvahs, it's not negotiable. That's what it means when he says, when Rashi says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin leaves no room for negotiation. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that is something that is a mandate for Klal Yisrael as a nation. But I'm not focused on Klal Yisrael as a nation alone. I'm focused on Klal Yisrael as individuals. And I want Klal Yisrael not just to fulfill the Torah as their role as members of Klal Yisrael, but I want each individual on his own to come to that level and to come and aspire to wanting to fulfill all of the Divrei Torah, all of the Dvar Hashem. And to that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that the only way that could happen is not with Midas Adin. For that, he needed to have Midas Rachmim as well.